R&R RV Park. This is Pat.
Oh, hi. I was looking for Jason Heckathorn.
Pardon?
Jason Heckathorn. Do you know him? He gave me this.
I know him, but he don't live here.
Oh, okay. Maybe he gave me a wrong number then. Hello?
R&R RV Park. This is Pat.
Oh, we got disconnected somehow. So, you don't know how to get a hold of Jason then? Because he gave me this number.
I don't know Jason. I mean, I know he's my husband's nephew, but I haven't seen Jason for 5 or 6 or 7 years. I have no idea where he is.
Oh, you're not mad, are you?
Just a little bit.
Oh, what are you mad for? You just high strung or something?
It's none of your business what I'm mad about, thank you.
Well...
Hello.
Hello, can I talk to Jason?
Huh?
Jason Heckathorn?
No, this is not Jason, and you better quit calling this number.
Did I get a wrong number?
Yeah, you got the wrong number. We have no idea where he's at.
Jason told me to call here.
Well, nobody's called here.
I called
he's
here.
Around. We don't know where he's at or who he is.
Yeah, you know who he is.
Huh?
That's your wife's husband's nephew. Or something.
Well, I happen to be my wife's husband.
Oh, okay.
Now, just quit calling.
You're your wife's husband?
R&R RV Park, this is Pat.
Hey, Pat. I wanted to talk to Jason Heckathorn, please.
There is no Jason Heckathorn here.
But he said he'd be there.
Huh?
He told me he'd be there.
I don't care where he told you he'd be here. I haven't seen Jason Heckathorn for 10 years. He lives in Madras. His folks live in Madras.
Oh. Well, why would he say he'd be there?
Who is this?
My name's James.
James, who?
I don't know why he'd say he'd be there, though. Are you sure you're not lying?
You know, if I could see you, I'd slap your face.
Well, that's not nice.
I don't lie.
You're not a nice person.
I don't know Jason. I haven't seen him for 10 years or so. And he better not come around here because I don't want to see him.
Why don't you want to see him?